You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 1:04:14:15:16 on a Tuesday night slash... No, on a Monday night slash Tuesday morning. There we go. And wow, here we are. We just heard Lonely Boy by The Black Keys, followed by the Probably Birds theme song, as arranged by my uncle and cousin. It's the only theme song that they never expected me to use, because it is also the only theme song. I'm just going to breathe into the microphone a little bit, but I'm tired. It's been and I'll get into why. But for now, I'll just quickly say that this is the radio show where I prepare 30 minutes worth of music for an hour-long show, and for the other half hour, I just kind of talk at you because I don't prepare anything. And so it's very stream of consciousness. It's very bad. And I hope that you are buckled up and ready for this wacky wild ride that, I never really think of my show as content. It's more kind of like white noise that you can sort of experience when it's 1 a.m. or whatever time you're listening to it. It's something to not pay attention to. It's like leaving the TV on even though you're not watching the TV because you live alone and it feels really lonely if there's just silence. And so, you buy a cat and you love that cat. That cat's name is Mittens, and you call it Mittens because it has little black paws, it's black paws, but it has like white arms, legs. I guess cats don't really have arms because they're not bipeds. They're quadrupeds. And so it's got little black paws and little white arms, and you call it Mittens, and you love Mittens. But the fact remains that Mittens cannot replicate the human voice, because Mittens is not a parrot. And you didn't get a parrot because parrots live for like 60 years, and they get really attached, and it can be really passive-aggressive, and you've read like horror stories on the internet. And so you thought, yeah, great. And also, like, the human voice mimicked by a parrot, like, the human voice as performed by a parrot is not great. Like, it's not sort of the voice you want if you're trying to not feel alone. And I think I'd prefer the meow of Mittens to a parrot's squawk. But regardless, Mittens cannot fill the void of a human voice in your life. And for that reason, you turn on the TV as you go about your day. And that kind of helps you feel more together with something. But the fact remains that people sort of don't have cable anymore. Like, some families have cable, the older generations, they've bought cable packages and they watch the Food Network and they watch HGTV. What a great network. They have a billion HGTV. It's incredible. They have like a billion shows, and the premise of every single show is, we're going to look around for houses, and then we're going to do something to them. And then the person that we're looking for the houses for may or may not buy the house. And it's all kind of riffs on that theme. And that way, HGTV is a lot like jazz, where you've got, and I want to say real quick, I am not really any sort of musician, and I know very little about jazz. So take everything I said, don't accept what I'm about to tell you. But HGTV is a lot like jazz because you've got this structure, you've got this form, you've got this kind of set rhythm, this set groove, the melody, whatever it's called. And then HGTV plays with that. They deviate. They add some accidentals. If I knew more jazz words, I would be able to tell them to you right now, and my metaphor would be much more eloquent. But alas, that is not the person who's talking to you right now. Anyways, no one buys cable anymore. Instead, you have a radio, because everyone listens to the radio still, right? We're in a post-cable world, and that means radio. And here I am. I'm the voice to keep you company with your cat when it's 1 a.m. on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. But there's nothing sad about that. I mean, great, you're living a great life. I don't know that. I should stop talking about you, dear listeners, and I should transition on to me, the radio host. I'm tired. And most people are tired at this hour. I usually am a little bit tired, not very tired. But I've just started an internship. It's Mondays and Wednesdays from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. And so I'm working for 6 hours during this internship. And I'm working with kids, like 8 to 13-year-olds, I guess. And it's my job to make sure that they, you know, stay safe and don't get into trouble. And, you know, I'm like watching kids, basically. It's an internship. It's a great internship. There's a whole therapeutic context going on. I can't go into, I mean, I probably could go into more details, but I will, you know, be careful and what? Okay, I'm going to breathe into the mic a bit more. I'm tired. I've worked with kids for 6 hours today, and they're great kids. They're fantastic children / adolescents, young adolescents. But it you know, it exhausts me. And so it's kind of like, oh man, what a show. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't apologize too much, though. Let's move on to, you know, I'm tired, and I expect some level of understanding. Because what else do you have at 1 a.m.? You've got nothing. You can turn off the radio and go to bed, but I'd recommend you don't. I hear voices. That was scary. I promise I'm okay, though. We might just have to do a hard reset on this show, actually. I don't have time to play the theme song again, though. Well, we're going to do it. I'm going to play the theme song again. We're going to do a hard reset, okay? Okay, great. Here we go. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending. It is 1:11:40:41:42 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning, and that was the hard reset to the show. So it's going to be much better from here on out. I've cleansed myself in that time. I did a quick juice cleanse, and now I'm like 90% juice. And more on that later, because I'm just going to get straight into some more music, and I hope you enjoy, and I love you. I really do. And you're really wonderful. So thank you for being here, and thank you for being you, because you're fantastic. Okay. I hope you like the music. Love you. Be right back in a bit. Cool.
Expressions on their stupid We're
right, we just heard "You Probably Couldn't See for the Lights, But You Were Staring Straight at Me" by Arctic Monkeys, followed by "Been Caught Stealing" by Jane's Addiction, and then finally, "Hey" by The Pixies. And we're going to have now a little quick PSA, because I am contractually obligated to give you one. So this one, this is a very special one. It's called "Day Before Tornado," and that's a bit of a spoiler, but I feel like it's better to prepare you so that you don't worry when disaster does strike in this PSA. So just get ready. There's going to be a tornado. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, so that was our PSA, and I think it was very appropriate because today has been very, very windy. In fact, the very moment, not the very moment, I was lying in bed before coming here. I was lying in bed in my house thinking, maybe I shouldn't go to my radio show, knowing full well that I would anyways. But I was thinking, I'm tired and could go to bed. I could sleep right now. And right at that moment when I thought maybe I should just go to bed, the power went out in my house. And I thought, all right, fine, God. This is a sign that I should leave and go to the radio show. Because the fact is, when the power went off, the Wi-Fi went with it. And there goes my YouTube video that I was going to watch when I went to sleep. Yeah, why not? And so I took the sign from our dear Lord up in heaven on high. It's interesting. You'd think if God were to send me a sign, he'd do it in a more specific way than taking out the power on my entire block. But the Lord works in mysterious ways, and know that for some reason God wants me here. Because I suppose I'm equipped to interpret his signs. I don't know. I'm not religious. I'm really just stabbing in the dark here. Maybe the God wants me to stab in the dark. What would that mean? I don't know. Regardless, it's windy. And apparently it's going to be even more windy tomorrow. At least that's what the DJs here before me said. So if you're a small person, or a particularly wide person, I suppose, like if you can catch the wind easily, or if the wind can catch you easily, just make sure that you're being safe out there. Because I would hate to see you blown away. I wouldn't really know what to do in that situation. And I would want you to be safe. I want you to be safe and happy and comfortable. And so just be careful out there. Don't walk around with open umbrellas, because that's like an invitation for disaster. Or if you have to walk around with like a big tarp, make sure to do it folded up. What other kind of high wind tips do I have for you? Don't go to a beach. If you live near a beach and it's windy, the sand can blow into your eyes maybe. I've never been on a beach where it's been that windy, but I'm making assumptions here, and I don't think they're bad assumptions as far as assumptions go. I don't know if you actually, you know, let's move on to birds, because this show is called Probably Birds, and it's expected of me, I suppose, or I've created an expectation of myself that I oftentimes fail to meet. Anyways, birds. What do birds do when it gets really windy? Where do they go? I mean, do they hang out in the trees? And if so, because they don't fly, right? Or at least small birds, you know, like sparrows and starlings, finches and the like. Are they safe in the trees? Because I should have been looking out for them today, but I wasn't. Do they, like, hide in the ground? For the host of a radio show that might be about birds, I know very little about birds, all things considered. I can name a few birds, but I think most people could. And when push comes to shove, I'm not a bird expert. I'll just put it out there. But yeah, it's windy. That's kind of the whole theme of this whole segment. Let's move on to something else. The power went out. I like it when the power goes out. because it makes everything feel very, very different all of a sudden. You get used to the streetlights being on, and you get used to, like, you know, your microwave light sort of casting a green glow on your kitchen appliances. And then all of a sudden the power goes out and the streetlights all go off and you can go outside. And if you look up, you can see the stars and they're clearer than they've ever been before on your street. And all the houses are dark and, you know, the moon's casting weird shadows with the trees that you've never noticed before because the streetlights have been too bright. And, you know, people start putting on candles and you get this weird kind of flickering warm light coming through windows. Because, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because people own flashlights, right? People own flashlights and could use flashlights to light their house when the power goes out. Or phones. Better yet, people own phones nowadays, and phones have flashlights. We're living in the future, and sure, cars don't fly, but guess what? I've got a rectangle that can cast light, so that's kind of all right. But the thing is, people also own candles. They're given candles for... they're given candles by relatives who don't really know them, but know that they're supposed to get each other things for Christmas. And hey, what's this? A scented candle. Wow, this smells like turkey. No, it probably doesn't, because who would make a turkey-flavored scented candle? This smells like spruce. That's a reasonable scent. And so people are in the situation where the power goes out and finally they can use this candle, because most people don't light candles, like, ever. And they're in the, like, 99% of their life, they're not going to light a candle, because why would you? I mean, I guess if you want it to smell like spruce or turkey, perhaps you would, but no one really uses scented candles except for when the power goes out. And all of a sudden you've got this object that's been sitting on your dresser for like a year and it has a use. And that's such a euphoric sort of state where you're like, oh my God, look, I knew I was keeping this candle here for some reason. And you light the candle and you see the candlelight flickering through their blinds on the street. And you think, this is kind of like a softer world that we found here. And I'm going to play more music now, I think. What a ride this has been. I'm going to play more music. I'll come back. We'll talk some more. I'll play some more music. You know how it goes. So I love you and take care of yourself. Don't get blown away because I'd miss you. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. Here are some songs. Great.
Yes. Alta.
We just heard Heart Cook's Brain by Modest Mouse, followed by Alta Suciedad by Andres Calamaro. And now I have to talk again, and I don't even have a PSA to fill time, which is a problem. We were talking about scented candles, and maybe we can continue along that journey, but I don't know how much more there is to say. In fact, yeah, I think I've made my points about scented candles. Let's move on to juice cleanses, because I promised y'all that I'd talk about juice cleanses. No, I didn't really have a juice cleanse. I'm going to be honest with you, because I think juice cleanses, A, I'm not allowed to drink juice in the studio, because we have lots of audio equipment, and B, why on earth would I go on a juice cleanse? I mean, I'm sure the people who go on juice cleanses have good reasons, or at least I'm sure some of them do. And even if they don't have good reasons, I think, you know, as long as they're being healthy about it, the fact that they are enjoying their juice cleanse and getting something out of it is reason enough. That being said, why are you going on a juice cleanse? What is a juice cleanse? I mean, I guess you just drink juice for like a day, a week. Do people do it for a week? That seems insane. I'm going to look it up. Week-long juice cleanse. I'm looking this up because I don't believe in it. Here's an article. I did a two-week juice cleanse. Here's what happened. Do we want to find out what happened? This is on vegansbaby.com. I'm going to scan this. Oh, no. This is too long. I can't read this article on air. I'm going to scroll down to day 6 and 7. I'm good, I responded, and I really, really was. There's a quote for you. So apparently by day 6 and 7, a two-week juice cleanse is like the way to go. And it sounds kind of like the dream of a picky, like a five-year-old who won't eat much food. If you could tell a five-year-old, yeah, you know, you don't have to eat your vegetables or whatever. Have this juice for 2 weeks. As long as it's good juice, they'd be all for that. And so maybe it's kind of like a way for people to live their five-year-old picky eating fantasies. You know, that now that they're living away from their parents, and now that they can decide what they eat, they are free to choose just juice for like an extended period of time. And guess what? By days, whatever, 8 or 9, 6 or 7, whatever I said, you're feeling really good because you're free. That's what it is. It's not the juice. Here's my theory. I'm not smart, okay? But I know enough to know that it's not the juice that's cleansing you. It's the freedom. It's the fact that you've kind of broken free of these sort of socially constructed norms about food and meals and, you know, sustenance that comes in a solid form. You're done with that. You're on a juice cleanse, baby, and no one's going to stop you. You can spread your wings and drink your juice and fly. Or at the very least, you can apparently still function as a normal person in your day-to-day life by just drinking juice. My dad went on a... Here's some news about my dad. I don't think he does this anymore, but in the past, he would go on liquids-only diets. But it wouldn't work. And I shouldn't sound so upset. It wouldn't work. Because he would, if there was a solid food suspended in a liquid, that would count as a liquid. And he didn't take this to like extremes really, but you know, he would eat like, this is just an example, but clam chowder would be like okay on his diet. Because although there are solid clams and potatoes and whatever else you have in the clam chowder, it's a liquid, and so it's on his diet. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with clam chowder, but it's not like a very diet-friendly food. I mean, it's mostly cream. It's like if you take a bunch of cream, then you add a bunch of butter to that, I assume, and then you toss some clams and potatoes in the mix, and there's your chowder. That's not like a diet food. But for him, it was, because it was a liquid. And maybe, are you allowed to clam chowder and juice cleanses? Are there clam juice cleanses for us pescatarians out there? I'm a pescatarian. And although the idea of drinking straight clam juice has never really appealed to me, if I were on a juice cleanse, I might want to try that. Because I've grown, my body has grown used to a certain amount of seafood, and I don't want to miss out on that during my 2-week juice cleanse. So maybe I could just have a clam juice cleanse, or I can mix it up. I can have clam juice, oyster juice, shrimp juice, scallop juice, lobster juice. That's going to be like, you know, the fancy Sunday dinner juice. I don't know if you have juices as meals or if you just drink them throughout the day. There's a lot of juice cleanses I don't know. And there's a lot of time I have to fill by talking about them because I've dug myself into this juice cleanse hole. A juice cleanse well, if you will. A well. Here's the future, guys. It's going to be the same. It's going to be the exact same as this, but instead of wells for water, we have wells for juice. And it's our special juice cleanse juice. And oh man, do we feel so cleansed. Incredibly cleansed. My pores get better. My fingernails keep growing. Not that they've stopped. But I imagine that the juice cleanse would only help them continue to grow at the normal rate. Thank you, juice, for changing my life for the better. Okay, that's enough about juice. I'm sick of it. I do cook real food. I was at Trader Joe's today, not today, 2 days ago, shopping for groceries, because that's what you do at Trader Joe's. And I saw these shishito peppers, I think is the name of the pepper I'm trying to say. And I was inspired. I thought, oh my God, the things I can do with these peppers. And I've got a big plan. And I'm not going to tell you the plan because I'm running out of time. But if I have time later, maybe you'll find out. And so with that being said, I'm going to play more music, and then I'm going to come back, and then we're going to end the show. So you're wonderful, and I love you. I really do. I'm sorry if I was harsh about you and your situation earlier, all of you. But you really are wonderful and doing a fantastic job. And I hope you enjoyed this music, and I'll be back. So you're lovely. You're so, so, so great. Here you go. Music.
Fair. I don't think it's very polite to walk around my head. strange that cross from you as it passes slowly through a fast night. Tear everything upon that lies on my tongue, and I take it wholly as a last rite. I picked away all the gray hairs that I've grown that remained on the outside, and I'm bound tight and bound by the secrets you saved, the pieces you kept. They've risen and slept without you. I tried to break all the objects that I threw, and I kept the tidiness of town life. I tried to sing all the verses that I knew of it, screaming softly in a loud mic. How do I blame all my carelessness on you? Tell me, taking's mostly what it sounds like. To sing, but I laughed cause they were true, and it's seen on the outside, around tight, and bound by the pieces you saved, the secrets you kept. They've risen and slept without you.
We just heard, what did we just hear? Around My Head by Cage the Elephant, followed by Outside by Parquet Courts, and then finally, Raindrop in My Skull by Of Montreal. Now, I know I said I was done talking about juice, but I've been reading this two-week juice cleanse article. Once again, that's on vegansbaby.com. And I just want to read you an excerpt. Day 4. As you know, I'll just skip the first paragraph, but Day 4. Well, day 4 stress maxes me out. a little thing sent me catapulting at full speed over the edge. I sit on the phone with my friend, crying, worrying about the decisions I've made, investments, and my future successes. You've got to get out of this lack mentality, she explains to me as I sob. This isn't normal, I cry. This is because I'm detoxing. And it is. A part of cleansing the body from toxins also includes cleansing your emotions from toxins. In this case, I've built up a lot over the past year of being an entrepreneur, and they have decided to rear their ugly heads as I launch into the cleanse. The minor hysteria, look, I'm a little dramatic, can't help it, lasts about an hour, and then I'm calm, pulled back together, and on to my next juice. So make of that as you will. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to leave that up to your interpretation, but it's a good segue into self-care. The only constant in this ever-changing world is that on this show, we talk about self-care sometimes, most of the time. Let's think about you. Let's talk about you. You are a person with wonderful value, and I think here's like an exercise you can try if you're forgetting what's, well, I don't know. I don't know any real exercise. I know some real exercises, but I've used them before. So let's just focus on you and just remember that you're all right. And that you're wonderful and beautiful and fantastic. And, you know, things might be piling up right now. Things are piling up for me. And if they're not for you, that's fantastic. And you should appreciate this moment of calm in your life. But if you aren't experiencing calm at the moment, remember that calm will come in due time, and that you have weathered many storms in the past, and I have no doubt that you can carry on into the future and appreciate whatever joy is coming your way, because I promise you there is joy in your future, because you're wonderful, and you're beautiful, and you are loved by so many people, and just, you know, treasure that thought. Own that thought, because, you know, it's really yours. Great. And now we've reached the part of the show where we finish talking about self-care, and we're done talking about juice, and we're wondering if someone else is going to show up and kick me out of the studio, which they're welcome to do if they're out there, because otherwise I'm going to talk until the very, very end of my show, and then they're going to have to set up into their show, and I don't want them to have to do that. So in the meanwhile, let's talk. I'm cooking. I told you I was cooking. I bought some peppers, and I was in Trader Joe's, and I had this vision of kind of like a poor man's shishushka, I think is what it's called. I'm like 80% sure on that. I'm sorry if I'm butchering it, but shishushka is like this amazing, like, I think it's Israeli, I want to say. Oh, I should not be making so many stabs in the dark, but God wanted me to, so here I am. Israeli dish, and it's like you get onions and tomatoes and peppers, and you put them in a pan, and you add a bunch of cool spices, and you cook that together, and then you poach some eggs in that, and it's delicious. And I was thinking, I could do that, but much worse. And so what I did is I bought some shishito peppers, which isn't really the traditional type of pepper you'd use, but that's okay. So I bought some peppers, and they roast up real good. And I bought some crushed tomatoes, and that's going to be the base of my shishushka. It's just going to be crushed tomatoes and maybe some butter for fat, because fat sort of is good in food. It brings it all together, kind of, maybe. I am not a jazz musician, and I assure you I'm not a chef, but I do cook. And then I'm going to poach some eggs on that, and maybe it will taste good. I hope it does, and I hope I remember to do this before all the peppers I bought go bad, because that's another sort of thing on my radar. Because we have these kind of clocks, you know, these kind of clocks that tick away in the back of our head, you know, deadlines, biological clocks, and I also have like a little clock that shows the freshness of these peppers I've bought. It's a whole bag of peppers, and I don't know how I'm going to eat them all. So I guess I'm going to make a lot of shishushka, but I only bought one kind of smallish can of crushed tomatoes. And shishushka is like a very tomato-heavy dish. Although, I mean, the peppers are a part of it. I think maybe there are no peppers in it. Maybe it's just onions and tomatoes. And then what a fool I would look. Because I'm sure I've avoided to look like a fool until this point. Regardless, it'll taste good as long as I remember to make it. Whether or not I remember is a whole other can of crushed tomatoes, which I do not possess because I only bought one can of crushed tomatoes. You see how we go full circle? Isn't that beautiful? I've made a web. I've made a concept map, which is an assignment I have to do. Anyways, we have like 45 seconds left, so I hope you don't worry if I just kind of ramble on for the remainder of that. Thank you for sticking with me all this time. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. There we go. Now we can't get an FCC fine because I remembered to say that at the end of the show. Let's wrap this up. It's 2 a.m. You can go to bed if you want. You don't have to, but it's something to consider. I'm going to go to bed after this. But whatever you do, I know that you're loved, know that you're lovely and beautiful and wonderful. And you have just great. You're great. And please do take care. Good night.